So, Mark, what do you think? Now that I'm free from my engagement, should I marry Colin when I regain my color? Mark shook his head. I straightened from the barn door and laughed, a little shocked that he seemed to answer my question. You don't, do you? I chuckled again. You're probably right. Imagine how scandalized all those ladies would be, the ones who called me an ambitious girl for planning to marry Tony. Like I'd connived a plan for him to force me to marry him or something. Or, going to my tiptoes, I kissed Mark's forehead. Mayhap you'd prefer I wait for some enchantment to be lifted off you that will turn you into a handsome prince. He snorted. I settled to my heels. I should be offended. I'll have you know I had 7 prospective suitors and had only been out in society for an annos. Well, to be honest, most of my suitors' ranks were pretty low, excepting Colin, who didn't quite court me. But who knows, Mark? Who knows? Colin might have declared his love if Tony hadn't caught us that night. I cut off as a loud clanking sounded to my left. I spun to look down the lengthy line of stalls. With no lord and lady in residence, the stables were always empty at this time of day. Natural light filtered in, illuminating the sloped wooden roof and the gleaming polished stalls. Must have been a horse, I said as my gaze inspected the space. Usually I would not care if someone wandered by, but I didn't want a servant to see floating carrots and believe there was a ghost haunting the manor. The clanking came again, growing louder when a man walked into the stables. As he grew closer, I realized it was not a grown man, but a young one. Likely only an annos or two older than me. He held 2 buckets, his muscles straining against the weight. Messy blonde hair stuck out in all directions around a chiseled, sun-bronzed face I thought I recognized. Turning to Mark, I grinned. Mark, I do believe this is Etta's famous servant Rake she's told me so much about. I suppose you're quite well acquainted with him already. You have probably seen his legendary indiscretions firsthand. Tell me everything? Mark refused. I shook my head. I suppose you must consider him a friend then and keep his confidence. A pity. From what I hear, he is quite scandalous among the servants. I glanced down the line of stalls to where the legendary Rake had stopped to pour the contents of one of his buckets into the food trough of Goliath, my mother's little used, ill-tempered stallion. The Rake's back and arm muscles moved under his loose white shirt as he controlled the bucket's pour. I suppose I can understand the sentiment. He does cut a fine figure. For a servant, I said. Pulling the bucket away and moving to the next stall, he kept his eyes downcast, though a small smile played at the corner of his lips. What thought do you think makes him smile, Mark? I do think it must be very evil, don't you? Perhaps he thinks of ruining yet another maid's reputation. The smile fell from his handsome mouth, to be replaced by a look of sternness. Or mayhap not, I decided. Returning my gaze to my horse, I asked, Should I really make a scandal and marry him instead, do you think? To my utter amazement, Mark moved his head in a swinging nod. Him? I asked in shock. The stable boy? Him you approve of over the Honorable Colin? I shook my head. I guess that shows what horses know of romance. You probably only approve of him because he gives you food, you selfish beast. I shall never ask your advice again.
Would you like me to saddle your horse, lady?
I jerked up to find the Rake only feet away, staring straight into my eyes.
What?
I yelped and spun so hard I fell backward. My bottom hit the wooden planks, and I only just brought my bare elbows up in time. With heavy breaths, I looked to my bare elbows, and then to the plank my bare skin almost touched.
Oh, dear gods!
My gaze rose to the Rake, who was now offering his hand to me. My jaw fell slack.